I'd be interested to know if any of you have been afflicted by the topic of our next interview. Ransomware. It's a form of virus by which criminals can extract money by locking you out of your computer and threatening to delete or encrypt your data unless you pay, well, a ransom, probably in Bitcoin. Fabian Vosar is a ransomware expert. He's based somewhere in England, location a secret, and he works for a New Zealand-based company called MCSoft, an anti-malware company. It's estimated that ransomware is a multi-billion dollar problem, but most don't want to admit having been targeted. So who knows? Hi, Fabian.
Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Do you, by the way, have any idea how extensive ransomware is? How many perpetrators?
At the moment, there are probably over 100 gangs active. And by gangs, I mean like gangs of cyber criminals who create and spread ransomware, right? But the exact number is kind of hard to pinpoint. There are like many reasons for that. First of all, whenever you have to admit that you were hit by ransomware, you also have to admit that someone had access to like all your company's files, for example. So most companies try to not, they try to avoid mentioning if they ever got hit by ransomware, for example. So it becomes kind of difficult. I mean, I could tell you like a couple of numbers. For example, just our software alone stops a new ransomware attack every 2 seconds for our customers. But these kinds of numbers, they all kind of lose any meaning because most people are probably not aware like how much other malware is out there, right, to begin with, to kind of assess how much is ransomware threat compared to like other threats that are out there.
Not just a threat to computers, of course. I understand that you left your home country of Germany for England because you felt threatened by some of these gangs. Can you elaborate on that for me?
Oh, yeah. So like a couple of years ago, I have been working on ransomware for like the past 7 years. But a couple of years ago, there appeared like small messages inside the code of the ransomware that I was going through and analyzing, right? And at the beginning, those messages were more or less like the ransomware authors insulting me, for example, or insulting my mother. I don't really want to repeat what they said because it's probably not appropriate. But like an entire flood of insults, pretty much. But these kinds of insults, over time, they became like more specific. They mentioned certain things about me and my life that I shared online on other places like social media, for example. And it escalated to the point where people actively tried to figure out where I was living. And I got messages like, hey, by the way, we have friends in the city that you're working in or that you're living in. More or less as a threat to get me to stop doing what I'm doing, which is breaking ransomware, pretty much.
So are you feeling safe now? I mean, how come you're any safer in England than you were in Germany? Can't they find you just the same?
No, they can't. Now, most people may not be aware of it, and I'm not entirely sure how it's being handled in New Zealand, to be honest, since I never visited. But in Germany, there's essentially a central register. Like, every person living in Germany is, like, kind of part of this register. And whenever you have to move or whenever you are moving, you have to report, like, your new address to this central register. And as long as you know enough information about a person to uniquely identify their data record inside said register, you can pretty much get a copy of the data. So if you know that I live like close to Berlin, for example, and you know my first name and last name, you can go to the Berlin municipality and just ask them, hey, Fabian Vosa, what's his address? And they will tell you for like a small fee, like a couple of euros. Now, in the UK, such a register doesn't really exist, and you can live like a lot more anonymously here. So I feel a lot safer, pretty much. Now, the other aspect is that I used to live in a part of Germany that is very much to like the northeast of Germany, directly on the Baltic Sea. And I actually lived in one of the biggest harbor cities there. And whenever there's like a harbor involved, you have like a lot of smuggling going on. And there was actually quite a lot of Russian mob activity where I used to live. So I pretty much broke the ransomware that is used by various Russian cybercrime gangs while living pretty much right next to a shipyard that is just a money laundering front for the Russian mob. So that kind of makes you feel very uneasy about the work you do or like the work I do. So I ultimately decided it would be best to just move countries, live a little bit more anonymously, and just continue my work.
A lot of, I mean, companies are mainly the target for ransomware now rather than individuals, and I guess that they can get insurance for it. So, do they usually, or does the insurance company usually pay out?
The cyber insurance is they will usually pay out, yeah. And it's one of the big contributing factors why companies have become more of a target for ransomware compared to like home users. Because these kinds of insurances, they usually have like two aspects to it. Like the first aspect is if your data get ransomed, and you can't restore from backups because you don't have any, for example, then we will pay the ransom and you get your data back. Now, the other aspect is that they will also cover any loss of revenue that was incurred during like the restoration time and the restoration period, right? Now, it often is the case that the loss of revenue for like 7 days or 2 weeks, which isn't unheard of when it comes to like restoring like a lot of data from a backup that you have. Now this loss of revenue is like much higher than the ransom that the ransomware authors asked for. So the cyber insurance may gently nudge you towards paying the ransom, even though you wouldn't have to pay it in the first place since you could recover otherwise. But that would take longer, so it would cost the cyber insurance more, meaning I mean the cyber insurance essentially just tries to keep their own costs down. They don't necessarily care about ethics in this regard. So in a lot of cases, ransomware attacks or like ransoms are being paid in cases where paying them wouldn't have been necessarily necessary in the first place.
MCSoft is an associate partner with the European initiative No More Ransom. How does that work? That sounds like you're putting yourselves out of business.
So No More Ransom is essentially it's kind of an organization that a lot of different companies and especially law enforcement agencies belong to actively share information about ransomware, like new families that show up, or for example, if I or one of my colleagues or like someone else finds a way to decrypt the files that have been encrypted by ransomware without paying any ransoms, or because they made some mistakes in their encryption, for example, then these types of information get shared as well within No More Ransom. And like the ultimate goal for us is ultimately to extinct ransomware. Because if we somehow manage that nobody pays a ransom ever, then ransomware wouldn't be an issue. I mean, obviously that's
Utopian.
kind of a utopian dream, right? But that doesn't stop us. We will still continue what we are doing, and we'll try to help and at least make like the profits for these kinds of criminal gangs as little as possible.
People are texting me saying things like, I was targeted at work with ransomware by opening a random CV sent to us. Luckily, my old PC was being retired and we had the system back up, so transferred to using it. Is that the way it usually works, that just a completely innocent looking email gets clicked on?
Yeah, and that is like one of the major ways how people get infected in the first place. So these essentially, like the ransomware gang will send out like millions of these fake emails to millions of recipients, and just hope that even if just like a very, very small percentile of the people who were targeted in these large spam campaigns open the email and like double click the attachment, even if just like this very small percentile does that, essentially, they will still make a profit, because as long as they in fact like enough systems to generate enough revenue for them to pay for more spam campaigns, they are pretty much making money, right? So like one other big aspect how a lot of companies in particular get targeted is if they run software that is like severely outdated. You may have heard of like a big ransomware called WannaCry about 2 years ago.
That's the one that brought down the NHS, right?
Yes, exactly. So what happened there essentially is that like a security bug inside a certain Windows component was used by this ransomware to autonomously like infect new systems. So there was no user involved. You didn't have to open an email or anything.
But it did expose the inadequacies of the NHS system.